Shmuel ve'et Chanan, Perek Vav, Pasuk 20, 21, 24. The fundamentals of the structure of the Sipur Yetzi of Sitzrayim that we read in the night of Pesach in Haggadah. Ki shalcha bincha machar limo, and when the son will, sometime in the future, we'll see, we'll ask you, Ma'idut v'achukim v'amishpatim asher tziva Hashem elkeinu etchem. What are all the details of the halachot, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded you? Chaf Aleph, v'amarta l'bimcha, answer by saying, Avadim hayinu l'faro b'mitzrayim, v'ayotzeinu Hashem b'mitzrayim b'yad chazaka. And then we'll skip to the next few psukim. Vayitzaveinu Hashem lasot et kol hachukim ha'ila. Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us to fulfill all of these statutes. Liyurat Hashem Elokeinu, letov lanu kol hayamim, lechayoteinu kayom hazeh. To fear God, our God, because that'll bring us happiness all the days, just like we are today. The Beit Yitzchak asks a very simple question. V'chi haben ha-sho'el, ki shalcha bincha, this son which is asking, lo yadasha v'adim ha'inu l'far b'mitzrayim, v'ayusein ha'shev elkeinu misham, he didn't know that we were slaves in Egypt, and we got out of Mitzrayim by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And specifically, the Beit Yitzchak says, these psukim, the Balagoda, is miyachis to them, to the Ben Chacham. He's not somebody doesn't know, he knows. So he brings down a Rav Hillel Berman, who was the Av Bezdin of, I hope I'll pronounce it correctly, Frederickstadt. And he gives an entire new approach to explaining the question, the Kishal Chabimcha, and the answer. The son is really asking, we are now in Golus. We had Matan Torah, we had the Midbar, we came to Eretz Yisrael, and we blew it, we lost it. But we're now in Golus. So all of these Eidut and Chukim and Mishpotim, Asher Tziva Shel Keinu, that's fitting very much into our land, when we're in Eretz Yisrael, our national country, our flag is flying there. But now, in the Golus, we shouldn't. Ein tzrichim, o anu tzrichim litnaheg, al pini musim, litosh ma'at et ha-torah v'ta mitzvot. Get along socially with people, act like them. If you're in America, you like Americans. You're in France, you like the French. And cut down a little bit on the obvious things that you are Jewish. And that's pshat in ki shalcha bincha machar. As Rashi always quotes, there's a machar that's la'achar zman. In some time in the future, what will that sometime in the future be? Well, we will be in Golus. So there's an answer. Answer this chacham, this wise question that the child is asking. Answer them to say that avodim hayinu b'far b'mitzrayim. We were slaves in Egypt. And you should know the greatest of thinkers throughout the generations wanted to try and figure out what is the reason that the Jews survived, that the Jewish people are still around today, thousands of years later. And those that are open-minded, and those that try and understand, say it's only one reason. only because of the kiyum of Torah and mitzvot. Because Torah is eternal to them, the Jewish people. And therefore the Jews, by observing the eternal Torah, they remain eternal. The exodus from Mitzrayim, after 210 years, we all know the Chazal, the Medrash, it should have been for 400 years. But we were so steep, Bnei Yisrael, in the decrepit culture of Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take us out, Biyod Chazaka. And why? Because without Torah, we Chas V'Shalom wouldn't survive. But what about after Matan Torah? After the Jews left Mitzrayim, come to Har Sinai, and received the Torah? With that Torah, even in Chalila we have to live in Golus. 1900 years plus, we are survivors. We survived because we were connected to, linked to, the Torah, which is Nitzchi. This thought, also in Parshat Etchanan, Rav Hirsch also mentions it, and it's in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Hey. Pasuk says, Re'ei limadi etchem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivan Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Claudius, so I've taught you all of the Torahs and all of the mitzvot. And Hirsch, to paraphrase him, writes, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, you are the only nation in the world that has laws before it had a country. All other nations, their laws have arisen from the characteristic peculiarities, the uniqueness of inhabitants indigenous to their lands where they live. But your lawgiver, Nitz Moshe Rabbeinu, had never even stepped into Eretz Yisrael, into the land. And he's teaching us, with the Torah in your arms, you stood as a nation at the border of the land on which you were to set your foot, there to bring the Torah to its total fulfillment, its total completion in Eretz Yisrael. But he's saying to them, in days to come, you will temporarily have to leave the land. You will still stand as a nation to wait for entry into the land that was given for the Torah to be completely realized. And Emir Tzashem, people of Torah, people of Nitzchiut, of the Torah of Nitzchiut, will arrive in the land of Torah and will stay there with Biach Mashiach Sekeinu, with Nitzchiut. Amen.